Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a world where the scars of environmental neglect have long replaced the lush green skin of our Earth, the appearance of crop circles would have been an amusing throwback to unsolved mysteries of the past. Except, these are not the work of extraterrestrial artists or pranksters at play. These ominous ochre ovals spiraling through what's left of our arable land are symptomatic of a planet convulsing in the death throes of climate disaster. These catastrophic crop circles, as I have come to call them, are Mother Nature's morbid motifs on a canvas of dying flora. Where they manifest, crops do not simply fail, they desiccate into patterns of perturbing precision, as if the Earth itself is etching epitaphs of future famine into its very crust, each circle a harbinger of the hungry months to follow. Just 2 days past, we dissected the phantom harvests, a term highlighting the chasm between forecasted abundance and the grim reaper of reality waiting at our dinner tables. Today, we delve deeper into these agro-anomalies, peeling back the layers of disturbed dirt to unveil what lies beneath these dark designs. Discoveries in affected zones speak of soil sterility that defies mere overuse. One lab report whispers of a toxicity with no clear origin, as if the ground had suddenly turned against its own. Scientists remain tight-lipped, but off-record conversations hint at unprecedented chemical reactions. It's as if the land itself is concocting a cocktail of revenge on those who took too much for too long. Rural folklore used to celebrate the cycle of sowing and reaping, but in this age of desolation, such tales are grim reminders of what's been lost. Instead of sowing seeds of sustenance, we now plow paranoia and harvest horror. Researchers hide behind academic jargon when asked about the future, but their eyes, wide with worry, cannot conceal a simple truth. Our time is running out. The slash-and-burn approach of the past may have yielded immediate gains, but now we find ourselves entrapped in a fiery furnace of our own making. This is ecology as an act of vengeance, with nature's ledger soaked through with the ink of our indiscretions. As we attempt to decode the message of these crop marks, one question echoes in the emptiness. How much time do we have left before the circle closes in on us? In villages that once teemed with harvest festivals, the circles are greeted not with curiosity but with funereal silence. Farmers face these signs with the same stoicism they reserve for untimely frosts and infestations, knowing that their toil may yet be in vain. This is no thriller where the hero swoops in to solve the puzzle and save the day. It is instead a slow-motion calamity, a riddle that may not have an answer, a story where survival is the only prize, and even that is not guaranteed. As we investigate these agro-anomalies, we unearth more than just barren earth. We find a mirror reflecting the culmination of a society's neglect. The catastrophic crop circles are not random. They are the result of cumulative human action and inaction, a physical manifestation of dire warnings long ignored. Our planet, once a vivacious host to countless species, including our own, is now a stern instructor teaching us the hardest of lessons. But as the circles expand, so too does the realization that there might not be a chance for a final exam. This story is far from over, and it is one we are likely to revisit as these circles grow in number and our options dwindle in tandem. The catastrophic crop circles are a phenomenon as bewildering as they are worrisome. They serve as a stark reminder that despite all our advances, we remain at the mercy of the very environment we have so thoroughly abused. And with each new circle, we inch closer to that point of no return, where the hope for a green, living world becomes another relic of the past, buried beneath the sterile soil.